All right. Hello, everyone, and welcome back once again to the Great Scott Podcast. I am joined by the happiness warrior, Mr. Eric North. How's it going, Eric?
Hello, Michael. Everything's great. How are you this week?
I'm good. I'm good. I love the shirt, by the way. I love what it
Oh,
says, H the happiness warrior, HW.
I'm doing a photo shoot tomorrow with a new photographer, and one of the things I want to accomplish is getting my retail site up, my retail page up on my website, because I've got some really groovy hoodies and tank tops, t-shirts, and I have them all. I've given them to a lot of people, so they're all over the place. But now I'm going to start selling them. So
Yeah, absolutely. How much are you going to be selling them for?
I don't quite the price yet. I mean, I'm trying to get so I can get the best deal for the consumer. That's it. For our customers. That's really what it is. I don't want to overcharge too much.
Oh, absolutely. Sure.
I'd much rather see people going around with an affordable hoodie on that's good quality. They're usually from Champion or something too. So,
Yeah, absolutely. So, we're talking about, I guess, the art of letting go.
letting go. Yeah. Okay.
So that's what your recent blog post was about.
That's what I wrote about. Well, that's something I think about every day, is how we can let go of things that are harming us, like negative thoughts and emotions, things that we tend to. I had an incident this morning where there's a loose dog on my dog walk, and I told the guy to stop his dog, and the guy came up, and the dog started attacking my dogs, and it was a big mess, and it was horrible. And I was like, this is not going to define the rest of my day. But for a little while, we were kind of shaken up. You know, we were kind of all of the my dogs were upset. She's got some bites on her ears, and I got out of that not in a very good mood. I was in a very down mood. I was in a very it's just and my dog was down, and we just kind of like we didn't want to have a confrontation anymore with this guy because he was really awful, and we just decided let's keep walking. And he was threatening to attack me and everything. It was all his fault, but it was just really, it was amazing how things escalate. And my dogs took it all. We just came home in that kind of mood. And then I decided it was important to let go of that because I needed to have the rest of my day. I had a lot of things I was looking forward to today. And my dogs deserve something better. My husband deserves someone better than that. Someone who's feeling sorry for myself is not going to accomplish anything. That's really what it does. You start sinking into feelings of feeling sorry for yourself, feeling like a victim, and it escalates, and then we start having these feelings every day because we haven't let go of one little tiny thing, right?
It's
And
so, yeah, I mean, everything we can't seem to let go of is absolutely tiny.
yeah, most it takes up so much time and space too. So I found that being married 17 years, there's so many things I don't need to say. Does that make sense?
Oh, to a woman, you mean?
To any to just being married, just being in a relationship, even with a friend.
Yeah.
I have friends for 30, 40 years. Some of them have been around 50 years. Some of them, and there's just, I don't need to be worried about what I say to them so much because they understand me and I understand them. And there's no like pretense. There's no barrier. And
You ever find those
that's
friends to be very few and far between that just get you and you get them and
Well, we get older. Everybody just kind of disperses a lot of times too, and we grow up. One of my best friends is in the Middle East, and we don't see each other very often. So it's very, it's. But I know we'll still be best friends later, and we both went through a lot of stuff. When we both let go of a lot of things too, that's part of the process of having a friendship too, is to have the other person help you when you're struggling. You need to talk about something. It's having a friend that's there, that has loyalty, and that will listen. So that helps in letting go.
yeah, absolutely. We definitely also, I will say, limit ourselves on what
Yeah.
we really accomplish because you also write about that. We also, I guess, the whole life that we live in is inside of our heads.
It's a game. It's a game that if you want to have some mental health, I think that it really helps to look at life as a game. Just a big playing field. I kind of look at it as like the Hobbit world or something. You're just going through a big journey. And you can have fun with it. It's going to be tough. There's going to be a volcano. There's going to be this, but there and this and that. But you can make it to the point. We can change our dialogue in our heads to let go of things that have that we've allowed our that we've been defined by over the years. Been defined by our parents, by our teachers, by our friends. But when we let go of that definition and find ourselves, we're able to go through that journey of life with a lot more magic and fun and adventure rather than, wow, this is happening to me. How do I hide? And my philosophy is, how do we move forward? There's
Yeah.
always a way to move forward. There's always a solution.
Yep, and the happiest people I've learned, Eric, are the ones who keep moving.
I think that's true. Here's my thing. I think that humans are, and I don't like any of this paleo quasi-science stuff, but I think as our bodies were meant to keep moving, that's what they're meant to keep moving, because we had to hunt and we had to gather food, hunting, gathering, whatever they did. They had to keep moving in order to eat, I think, and in order to be safe too, to find safety. So we had this kind of built into our system, which is kind of lost a little bit, because I want to get somewhere faster. Of course, I want to drive. Of course, I want to be there quicker. But when we walk and have mobility and focus on our mobility, we're going to live a lot happier and healthier life. And I think it helps with everything. It helps with perspective. It helps when we're down. So what I took this morning after I came home, and I did my morning work, and I did some writing. As so I just started, I couldn't I didn't and I couldn't go to the gym today, so I just started working out at home. And I just kind of turned my frustration into, let's harness this energy, because I have a lot of energy every day. If I don't use it physically, it creates problems. It creates me it makes me feel stuck. I like to keep using it. So
Yeah, absolutely. And so it also I'll say this, in order to have a healthy life, and one thing that I've kind of struggled with also is what you put inside your body.
it's so important, okay? And I can't, but we don't, it there's so much misinformation out there, and there's so much fad, fly by the minute type of diet strategies and things, and things that shame people, I think. And it's almost a cycle of shame. To you need to lose weight, and here's how you do it, but then they don't really tell you how to do it. So in my future writing, one of my books is going to be about, this is your owner's manual for your body. This is how you can, and I want it to be like, I love my, you're reading this because you want to love yourself. You want to give yourself a chance to figure out that this is great. This body that I'm in is great. It's perfect. And I want it to be like a celebration of life, rather than this idea that everything's going to hurt, everything's going to be hard, everything's going to be, it's going to take self-discipline. But self-discipline is how we create freedom. So,
Here in America, we seem to lack a lot of that.
yeah,
Like that kind of
I
mindset.
don't like, and I have a very hard line about shaming and judging. Okay, so I have a very hard line when I encounter that in life, and I encounter that towards myself. I don't care. I can brush it off. I can let go of that. And when I see that with other people, it makes me really think about the person that I'm listening to, right? What kind of behavior, what kind of stuff creates that type of behavior where you have to shame others and kind of push them around and manipulate? So I'm really anti-bully. So
Whenever I say this next thing, and someone might take this the wrong way, but it's true. Self-discipline is self-love.
it's there's no wrong way for that statement, in my opinion. Okay, that is perfect. That's perfect in its simplicity. And it shows that you're worth it. And I tell you, I've so many times in my life, I've had people disparage me for my working out habits, or for my healthy habits. They've disparaged that. Oh, you're just gonna do that, and I'm just kind of like, there's a point where you have to just say, this is for me, and this is not for anyone else, and I don't care what anyone else thinks about on what I'm doing.
Yeah, we've definitely talked about that, other people's opinions of you, because no matter what you do, someone's going to be angry at you over something, and not like, yeah,
Well,
they
they're jealous, or you have to think about it. You have to kind of start, feel sorry for them, because they usually have their own problems
want to cling on to you for
that they
whatever
haven't
reason.
dealt with. Yeah.
So, and also one other thing that people may not realize is when you let something go, it tends to get better all by itself.
It's called serendipity. Okay. All of a sudden, something you didn't think about. I know when I've had some hard times, I always think, well, it's not gonna, the future is not gonna have what I have in store for it in my mind. It's gonna, whatever plays out, it's gonna happen. And most likely it's gonna play out in a much gentler fashion than I imagined. Okay. It's gonna be something that I can deal with, and it's gone, and it's in the past. So I always think, okay, you can go to the worst case scenario, but that's not gonna be really that's not gonna be the outcome
No, it's not. No,
of the
never.
time.
Never will be the outcome. Never
Yeah,
happened. Anyways,
yeah.
so you're telling me, Eric, there's really nothing to worry about in life, then, is what you're telling me, huh?
I don't like to worry. What are you going to worry about? If you stop worrying, you have more time to take better care of yourself,
Yeah,
take care of
yeah.
your problems. And I, like I always say, I repeat these things often, but Facing our problems head on is a superpower. It turns our problems into much smaller segments that we can take care of and get rid of. And it's that requires courage. And when we build courage, we build self-confidence and we love ourselves more.
Yeah, it takes
We want to
courage.
share that with others too. We want to share our I want to help you do this now to make sure that you have the path open for you.
And it requires staring fear in the eye and going through it anyways.
It's not that hard. It
No.
is hard. It can be fear. It's once again, it's fear. It's fear. It can be
Yeah,
a beautiful
definitely.
experience too.
We've talked about that as well. Fear, false evidence, appearing real. Yep. I want to go repeating what we've already talked about, but
Right. Those are
so
basic things
anyways.
there. Yeah. I've
So
watched
anyways.
some of my employees grow over the years and become more confident and assertive with what they want and how they see themselves. And it's beautiful to me. It's not a defensive thing to me. When they want something and they want to let me know, I'm always like, this is growth. This is good for you. This is good for you. When you work for me, I don't care if you have a good experience or a bad experience, but I want you to leave or stay with me. I want you to have a very, it's a place where you learn something about yourself. Working for me.
So that's one thing I also wanted to ask you about, Eric, because I don't think I've really asked you about it. You run three businesses?
Well, the business of writing and this PR that I'm doing right now, the Happiness Warrior, is one business, and then I do some modeling on this very rarely out of an agency in Manhattan, and then my two primary businesses are my first was I started 14 years ago. It's the men's anti-aging hormone clinic, which is pretty sophisticated medicine. I have a really great medical team that works for me, and we just kind of help tune people up. We all men for the most part. There are a few women who do growth hormone peptides, but mostly it's figuring out how to to bring hormones into optimal levels that are safely managed. That way you feel good every day. So that business really helps change people's lives. It changes their strength. It changes their depression. It changes a lot of things, but they do it themselves because it's the catalyst for a better life. It's taking control of your life. Taking the right hormones, following this in a very careful manner, and then you do this in the right way. Each week, it builds up, it gets better and better. So that business is one that really has improved a lot of lives. It improved my life. And the other business is called StretchWorks, and I have a couple locations where we stretch people therapeutically. You come in regular clothes, your gym clothes, whatever you want, just something comfortable. Get on the massage table, and for an hour, you'll have your body just kind of decompress basically, have all of the kinks, open up the hips. That's usually a very big thing for most people is that we think it's something in our foot, and really it's our hip that's tight. So that opens up your body, it creates it's therapy, and it makes people feel much healthier. It makes me feel a lot younger, taller, and it's kind of cool. We have a team of stretchers that have all been trained in-house. And they've all been trained in our methodology, which is it's very peaceful. It doesn't hurt. And but you're getting stretched every week, you become more limber, the tightness goes away.
And I'm sure better looking too.
I think anybody when I was a trainer back in almost 20 years ago, I worked in kind of a trendy neighborhood. And I had these guys come in, and I'm kind of probably intimidating to some of my clients as far as my physique at the time. But I'd try it, and these guys were like, not really athletically gifted for the most part. They were going to a trainer for a reason. And I would train them to stand up taller and to be stronger about themselves. And a lot of times it'd be sort of subtle, but I've been trying to train them just so that they find themselves and gain their confidence. And then I'd leave work and I'd see them out walking down the street and they'd be strutting down the street. They first came in to me, their heads were down, their terrible posture. I think either I created monsters or I did some good. So
Maybe a mixture of both there.
maybe both, yeah.
No,
Maybe I was the one. No, who knows? But
but
it was good. I found that it was kind of boring after a while, though, being a trainer. I did it for a few years, and I found that it was just I needed more. I needed to do more. I needed to have a business. It wasn't enough. And it was kind of like still like a young. I was in my 40s, and it was kind of to me like it was the job that was good at, but it was something I got out of that for a while.
And I think I'm secure in my manhood when I say this, Eric, but you seem to get better looking every time that I see you.
I'm trying. I'm turning 60 in August, and here's my goal, Michael. And I'm telling you this. It sounds
Yeah.
like I don't want to take it the wrong way, but I can do One thing that a lot of people can't do, I can try to be like in my top condition at 60, which means no aches and pains, muscle growth still happening, staying lean as possible. It's harder, you know, but that's it's going to be coming down. It's easier for me because my birthday's in August, so like it's the summer, it's easier to get in shape anyway. So by the time at the end of the summer, my birthday comes up. But my goal is to be like a guide for others. A guide. I mean, I'm not going to have any secrets. These are all things that I can share with anyone, like what I do. And I don't go too far. I don't go to extremes either. I don't go to extremes. I don't take anything to extreme. I'm training for, I'm focusing for what I want. And, you know, I'm on a path, but I don't want to make it something that's so impossible that the only I can do. But I'm going to do it. It's
Yes.
guaranteed. So, so.
Nothing's going to stop Eric from doing it, right?
No, it's really hard.
No, absolutely. Well, so you had mentioned that you do some modeling as well. What have you modeled for?
Well, I have an agency called True Models in New York City, and I've done some. Mostly, we just do shoots like for like clothing, I've done hospital scrubs, doctor scrubs, things like that. Some stuff where I was doing some medical thing, but I wasn't doing a drug. I refuse to do drug commercials. That's one thing I won't do. That's a lot of that work in New York is drug is doing big pharma work, and I won't do that. And so that narrows it down a little bit. But it's acting basically. You're basically just going acting, and it's a lot of it can be a lot of fun. When you're a model, people treat you a little differently. So you kind of walk in and you kind of hang out with the other models, you know, and it's kind of. It's an interesting world because everyone that does modeling is so interesting. They're all actors or lawyers or whatever they are, and some of them are. And I found that I really the younger ones in their 20s and 30s, they tend to gravitate towards me as sort of like an anchor, and I kind of like being the big brother. So it's kind of fun.
So, what do they ask you for advice whenever they come to you, how to stay?
I think more reassurance. I think they're pretty strong-willed people. They're strong-willed. They're in New York City for a reason. They're really good at, they're there because they're good. And I think it's really, like I say, I think it's a lot. It's just you're in the right place. You're doing the right thing right now. This is where you're supposed to be. Let's keep moving, though. We're going to keep rising and keep doing more. You know, and that's what I really want from them. I'm really proud of them. Some of them have been in TV shows and big commercials, and I think that's somebody I had a little influence on that I'm so proud of, and they're talented. There's no mistaking it. Special, I think, in a lot of ways too. There's some kind of glow that some people have that's why they're making $20 million in a movie, or like Jennifer Aniston or something like that. They have a special quality.
I can, yeah. And they keep on moving.
Keep working. You know, it's the secret is to keep working. I think that's the secret to everything, is to keep working. Not working for someone as much as working for yourself. And even if you are working for someone, but still thinking about what I'm doing outside of that too. You know.
There's one 23-year-old guy who I know just got married, and get this, Eric, he works 14 hours a day.
Oh, that's a lot. That's and does it then and does that include getting there? Commuting time.
I think so, yeah.
That's not much sleep. That's the problem. I think that's the problem. I think you can get away with 5 hours of sleep for a very short period in life. He's 24. I hope he eats well.
He
Okay.
does. He definitely does. Yeah, he has those model looks that you're talking about, but
Okay.
yeah.
Okay. Some people can hold it together. Some
Yeah,
people
some people can, yeah.
are. They're. We're every human's at a different level, and you know what I mean. Everybody's at their own place. So.
I'm thinking myself, boy, I can.
He sounds like he's really cool. Okay.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was thinking to myself, I wish I could do that 23. Good grief.
I know my nephew's 20 and he didn't go to college, but he's been selling things for a long time. And he sells BMWs at the largest BMW dealership on the East Coast. At the age of 19, he started. And that's he's so mature on the lot. He's so mature with
Oh,
the
yeah.
customers, but he's still a kid to me. He's still a 20
Yeah.
year old. You know, but when he's working, he's totally mature and he's on it. And I think that's a lot of good character. That shows good character too. And also, he's a volunteer firefighter.
Oh.
Just things. I was a mess at. I wasn't even anywhere near that capable at that age. I was, so very proud of him too.
Yeah, those seem to be the most mature people, especially. It seems like working, keep on working builds character, and yeah, like you're talking about.
People that you meet, people that you learn from, it just builds on it. Just everything, every experience builds on itself.
Absolutely. That's how life works. Yep.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, Eric, I thank you so much for coming on the program. It's been fun.
That was really fun today too. I thought that was great, Michael. Thank you.
Thank you so much for coming.
Right. All right. I'll talk to you soon. Okay. Bye-bye.
Yes, sir.